News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince, as promised, with a guest.
Absolutely. I'm excited to bring back a lot of our partner agencies over the fall and spring months that they get to share with us about how they're creating impact in our community. Because, you know, United Way is all about fighting for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. But we never do that alone. We do that through partnerships all over the community. And with me today is Liz Dickey. She's the Executive Director of Health for All, one of our partners fighting specifically in the area of health.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
A friendly face, a friendly voice to many. For those who are not familiar with Health for All, if you can open up with what the agency is about.
Yeah, we are a nonprofit free clinic for the uninsured. And we use volunteer medical providers. So I tell people to think of us like a Doctors Without Borders locally. So we're a community solution to ensuring that low-income, uninsured neighbors have a place to access primary and preventative health care. And we work really closely with United Way and many of the other partners to ensure that we're really giving our neighbors the assistance they need to make their lives better and to go on to bigger and better things.
You brought up a common theme that I'm going to pick on every agency that comes in here, and the common theme is you work with other agencies, as you just mentioned.
Absolutely. We, you know, part of the whole United Way mentality is that together we can do more than any one individual can do by themselves. And that is never more true than when you're working with a population that has a lot of barriers to living their best life, whether that is their education, whether that's their financial stability or their health. I mean, those are the three primary things that if you don't address them, you don't stand a chance. And so we couldn't do it alone. We can kind of just take care of our portion of the pie, but your life won't really improve until you handle all three of them.
And in fact, one will benefit all three.
Absolutely. They are so intertwined, and we see it every day working with folks that truly you give them a helping hand and suddenly their life's turned around.
Give our listeners an idea of the number of people that you see, and if you have off the top of your head even estimates of the volumes of time that's donated, the materials that you go through.
Absolutely. Well, we see about 2,000 unique individuals. We provide more than 5,000 exams each year. We've got more than 200 volunteers that give of their time and their thousands of hours. Off the top of my head, I couldn't give you an exact figure, but I know that the services equate to more than $1 million that are donated directly for the purpose of helping our neighbors. So it's pretty impressive that all that together, we know we save this community, taxpayers, hospitals, more than $4 million annually.
And those numbers are not going down.
No, they're not. Unfortunately, there's a lot of changes in the healthcare industry, but it's been a steady demand for our services.
How much of it proportionally is based on well care, and how much of it's based on emergency, almost emergency, or maybe truly emergency services?
It's a combination. We really try to focus on preventative care, but to be honest, we know statistically the uninsured are far more likely to ignore a problem until it becomes an emergency, whether it's because they can't get off work to take care of it, or they don't have transportation, or whatever the issues are. We know that this population we're serving tends to ignore a problem until it becomes a much worse problem and a much more expensive problem to fix. So we do a lot to educate and try to get them in before it gets to that point. But it's a combination.
We've made a couple of references to the volunteer effort. Let's open up the invitation. What kind of volunteers are you always after?
We always need folks with medical providers, whether that be an MD, a DO, nurse practitioners and physician's assistants, nurses, RNs, LVNs. If you have initials after your name, there's a high likelihood that we can use your services, and you should absolutely contact us if you're interested in getting set up and volunteering.
And if one just wants to know more information about the agency, what's the best way to learn more?
They can go online to www.hlth4all.org.
Anything else that I've missed?
Well, I usually just try to wrap up with a story to kind of pinpoint the work we're doing and the things that the United Way allows us to do. So one of the recent patients that we worked with was a gentleman, used to be based out of Houston, was a salesman for an insurance company, was essentially living the American dream. I mean, he had the house, the family, the job, got in a horrific car accident and spent more than 6 months in the hospital. By the time he was released, the medical bills were staggering. He had unfortunately lost his job, ended up having his home foreclosed on, had to move up to the Bryan area to live with his brother. And it's staggering to think the snowball effect that any one of us could be in a position where an instant, a moment, an accident, we could all be needing a helping hand. So luckily, Health for All was here. United Way and their partners made it possible for us to help him and get him back on the right track. And that's thanks to people who are listening and donating their time, money, talent. We couldn't do it without them.
And I know that somehow you don't have, you have a certain amount of repeat business, but I'm guessing the gentleman that you referred to may be an example of somebody who just needs help in the moment, however long that moment is, and then they're on their way.
Yeah, we have a number of folks that are like that, that truly are just in a period in their life. It's a short-term solution while they're kind of getting things back on track. We also have some that are kind of more systematically in need of some help and some changes and coaching. And so we have a mixture of all of it, but we're really blessed to be able to do this for our community.
And Allison, we will hear examples like that from all the agencies that are involved in United Way.
Yeah, I say this every time that this is one story. That's one client story of 2,000 at Health for All. But that's only one of 60,000 stories of the people that we impact throughout the Brazos Valley throughout the year and ongoing. And we couldn't do this without our partners. We couldn't do this without donations to United Way. So whether it's giving $5 to somebody who's going over the edge in a couple weeks for us at our big fundraiser, or whether it's making a gift through payroll deduction, or your corporation making a financial contribution to us, you know, whatever way you can help, it really is making an impact. It really is changing people's lives right here in the Brazos Valley. And I'm so proud to work with such amazing partners that they're doing very hard work. These are not easy situations to carry people through, and they do it day in and day out, and we are so blessed to live in a community that is so supportive as it is.
More information about United Way of the Brazos Valley at uwbv.org. Repeat, because I'm always forgetting exactly the Over the Edge website.
OvertheEdgeBrazosValley.org. That's coming up on October 12th.
And still the opportunity to participate in that.
Absolutely.
Very good. Anything else, Liz?
No, just thank you for allowing us to be here and doing what we do. We love it, and we love all the folks that make it possible.
That's our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Again, thanks to Liz Dickey from Health for All and Allison Prince here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.